Hello, class. Welcome to an extra spooky edition of Greendale 101. I am Count Brian. Joining me is the Beastmaster, Ben.
I'm Batman.
I thought you were the Beastmaster.
I'm the Beastmaster.
Confession, I don't actually know what the Beastmaster is, so he might talk like that for all I know.
The Master of the Beasts.
It was a movie, right? Not,
I think so.
Not a TV series? I think it might have been both.
I don't know them that well, so I wouldn't know.
I feel like it probably may have suffered from what is commonly known today as Highlander Syndrome, where it started out really strong and then they kind of milked the franchise to death over time. But I don't know. You know what? Seems like the kind of thing I should have researched before time, and I did not, so I apologize to everyone.
I don't forgive you. This really hurts my voice.
No, yeah. Little known fact, I was hoping nobody would notice, but Ben has taken up chain smoking between last episode and this one, and it's really taking a toll on him, so this is a very special podcast in which I try to break him of the habit and show him the danger of chain smoking.
Taste the flavor.
Is that Skittles? No, that's Rainbow. No, that's Taste the Rainbow. I don't know what I'm talking about. on this hopefully maybe shorter than average podcast, we're going to be talking about the Season 1 classic. I'm going to classify it as classic. Intro to Statistics.
Yeah. Can I recap the whole thing like this?
I'm gonna let it continue. I'm actually curious how, like, physically, how long you can do that voice before your vocal cords just, like, are shredded. So
I'm gonna stop now doing that because we're recording another podcast immediately afterward.
Okay, so you need to preserve your voice at least somewhat.
I need to do some, like, voice exercises. Me, 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 me. I'm Beaker now.
That was a great Beaker. Spot on.
Yeah, it's in our contract. We have to reference some sort of Muppet on every show.
Is Big Bird a Muppet?
He's the same. Anything that's like that. They're all the same type of animatronic, half puppet, half marionette. That's three halves.
Is Big Bird like a dude in a suit, though?
All right, that one doesn't count. Neither does Aloysius, Snuffleupagus.
What? Snuffleupagus?
Yeah. Oh, did we mention that this is night class?
No, let's go ahead and tag that class on right here. It's night school, the night school edition.
Yeah, whenever there's not a class to go to this week, it's night school.
So no new episodes makes this Greendale 101. After dark. Pew, pew.
That was lightning.
And there's, okay, yeah, lightning.
Not gunfire. Pew, pew, pew. It's very dangerous in Greendale at night.
You know, people shoot guns after night. It's
paintball guns.
It's almost as bad as living above a Dildopolis.
Almost. All right, how does this episode start, Brian?
It's a Halloween episode. I don't have an outline, a specific outline. I have my memories and some brief plot details that, for extra credit, Annie is throwing a party after school, after hours. The first in the history, or at least Chang's history, teaching at Greendale.
Yes, and she wants to throw a Dios de la Muertos, Day of the Dead. I can't speak Spanish. I took Latin and German, not Spanish.
Oh, well, I'm sure you're getting a lot of use out of those.
Oh, yeah,
Spanish,
all the time.
That never comes up.
No, especially living in a state fairly close to the border. She says it's like Mexican Halloween.
Which is, Chang says, is very offensive to anyone familiar with Mexican Halloween as a sexual position.
Which I've looked up on Urban Dictionary. And the
you
first,
should not do that. Well, no, the first, I don't want to hear about this. No.
The first couple of results are just about the show itself. The second one involves eating candy from a certain orifice.
Oh, no. All right. Okay.
One is something about caramel.
I know. Oh god. No,
and a luchador mask. Okay. All right.
All right. We're good now. We're.
Oh, that's gross. All right. Yeah. Let's not. I need to X that one off before someone else sees the history.
Yeah. Clear your search history.
Oh. Yeah. Anyway. Oh,
Chang
is nasty.
That'd be a fun conversation to have. Ben, why were you looking at Mexican Halloween on Urban Dictionary?
Getting ideas.
Well. Oh.
No. Shirley, she's embracing college life. She got tequila, but what about Troy's 21st birthday thing? Was she still drinking at this point?
Well, at this point, she'd only been separated for 6 months, so she seems like she's kind of at a low point, so I'm going to assume that... this is during her dark drinking period.
Okay, I was wondering about that. Oh, and by the way, if it seems like I don't remember the episode very well, it's because I found these notes I took 2 months ago.
You know, because you've been taking notes since before we had a podcast, which is weird, but that's why it works.
Exactly. Pierce has a pocket phone, and he can't figure out how to use the voice function. And he accidentally calls his mom, which is nice. I forgot we actually hear her once before her death CD.
Yeah, yeah. It's I really like that gag a lot. Pierce, is that Jeff boy still picking on you?
How's your Canadian girlfriend? I saw your father's ghost again. He's still angry.
Oh.
And then she's dead in the garage.
Oh.
Yeah, really bring down the podcast.
Yep.
Have I ever mentioned that I don't really like Slater?
No! Well, we haven't talked about Slater. Never had to.
Oh, yeah.
What do you dislike about Slater? This is the introduction of Slater in this episode.
I don't know. I don't know if it's because I used to watch Grey's Anatomy and I didn't like her on there. She was kind of a whore, I think.
I didn't know she was on there. That's how little I know about the Grey's
Anatomy.
Yeah,
she was a nurse named Rose and she messed up with, I don't know, the couple. I don't know. I only kind of watched it. But I knew she was on that, and then she's on this, and I don't know.
Here's how little I know about Grey's Anatomy. Fairly recently, my mind was blown when I found out there's actually a character on there named Dr. Grey.
That's where the whole name came from. There are actually three technically, but I think one died named Dr. Grey.
I thought that was the name of a hospital. I really had no idea.
Oh no, but that's also the name of an anatomy book called Grey's Anatomy.
Okay, well, here's why I don't like Slater, because she reminds me of Saved by the Bell. So there you go.
I don't like her because she's just there as like a relationship for Jeff. She didn't have the same type of like quirk or humor as the other professors tend to do, like Duncan and not Whitman. Is that his name? Whitman?
Depends on who you're talking about.
Oh, Seize the Day?
I actually don't remember his name.
But that guy, like, most of the other professors have their little thing, and hers is, I love Jeff.
So, okay, so kind of similar to your complaint about, let me take a break here. Deep breath. similar to your complaint about Professor Clagoras?
Yeah, on repeated viewings, I'm liking him more, especially now that I've been watching a lot of Slater things. And now she's my least favorite professor.
Okay, so he's, I love him. He's so good.
I want to see more.
United Nations win.
Science holds up.
Because if you rewatch it, he kind of hits like that Greendale level of insanity. It's just a little bit more subtle. You have to kind of dig a little bit deeper, but it's definitely there.
Well, his is more like being way too into a subject, and I'm like that with lots of subjects. For me, that's normal.
Kind of like a TV show that you're podcasting about right now.
Yeah, kind of way too into the subject. We know way too much about it. I end up being right about all these character personalities that Dan Harmon confirmed when many other people thought otherwise. Etc. Or actually, et cetera, because I took Latin. I'm fancy.
Show off. So we have Jeff. Jeff asks out Slater. She says no, can't date a student. But you can tell she's somewhat taken with him.
She even says so.
Yeah, she does.
Oh, she doesn't date students. She would if you weren't a student. They run into Britta in the hallway.
Yeah. Britta and Shirley see him, and Shirley seems to be taking kind of hard. Like, oh, I can't believe Jeff would do that to you. Well, it's terrible.
She's projecting.
She's projecting. Britta doesn't actually care, or she actually does a really great job pretending she doesn't care.
Especially at the end of the episode, you know, she does care a little.
Yeah, when she breaks the trophy.
Yeah, I really like Shirley Britta scenes and Shirley Annie scenes. We don't see them enough.
You know what, Shirley? I like Shirley scenes. Shirley is
underused.
A little bit underused, just a little bit. But
like the Shirley Annie one, where they're both cops. I love that episode.
That is a good one.
We need more Shirley. We need a vet on this show with us.
No, we will not be accepting any interview requests.
Except Shirley.
You know, we've had several people ask, Ben and Brian, why can't we be on your show? We want you to interview us. I'm Jim Rash. This is how I sound.
They just don't pay enough.
No, I'm sorry. Can't do it.
No, $50,000 minimum to us, and we will do it each.
But let's see. I have here that Annie's trying to convince Jeff to go to her party. That way she'll know success. If Jeff's not there, people will leave early to see the news. Jeff is evasive.
I actually kind of relate to that. I suck at parties because most people I know, they want to drink and dance party. And I want people to come over, watch Community, play Pictionary, talk and have a good time party.
Ah, you want to have a boggle party?
No, not boggle. Pictionary.
You have a problem with boggle, sir? Because if you do, I don't know if I can continue this podcast.
No, I like boggle as much as the next boggle lover. But that's not something I want to play with random people. Like Pictionary, which could be fun. Or Yahtzee. One word, two syllables.
Sure, yeah, Pictionary. As long as you don't get windmill, you should be safe.
Oh, they need to really ban windmill.
But, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to do the same thing you were doing. Annie's trying to be assertive, putting her foot down, making eye contact, because it worked on Pierce. But infomercials work on Pierce. Which, that's kind of sad. Well, he is rich, though. I mean, if I were as rich as him, I would go ahead and buy everything on infomercials just to play with it.
Like earnoculars?
Yes, like, exactly. I would buy earnoculars. They're so cool. It's like a radar dish for your ear.
I mean, even if it wasn't functional, it's stylish. It looks okay.
Yeah, it would go with anything.
It's a conversation piece. Oh, this? It's my ear inoculars.
Annie says she was so unpopular in high school, the crossing guards used to lure her into traffic. That did not happen to me, though.
Oh.
That's sad.
That is quite sad.
Then to the scene outside, Pierce is trying to secretly take his pills. Abed makes him feel old, pantsless grandpa. That's all I wrote for that scene.
Not too bad. Similar to what I have. From there, we go to the party scene. You want to take a second to talk about the costume choices for the various characters?
Yes. Annie is a cute skeleton. Britta is a cute squirrel. And we'll talk about the trends in the costumes on the next podcast. I guess it'd be good, because that's where we talk about the next costumes. Let's see, Abed is Batman.
A cute Batman.
No, not. I wouldn't say a cute Batman.
No, you're a cute Batman. He's a very. He's not a scale Batman. He's a little bit smaller than the regular Batman, so he's a cute Batman.
I'm pretty
sure
he's an obtuse Batman.
Oh, wow. All right. You know, I wouldn't. I don't want to offend, you know, anyone, but I was going to say anyone, but okay, if you want to drop names.
No. Jeff is nothing for now.
For now.
Troy is what we decided on, Eddie Murphy from, was it Raw?
Yes, his concert movie event.
Down to the mustache and the jacket thing. And we haven't seen the rest yet, so we'll just keep going with the scene. Let's see. Troy and Abed have a little interesting conversation that is hilarious, especially if you see the deleted scenes or outtakes or whatever. Troy asks Batman if he's good-looking, And Batman says he's a very attractive young man.
Oh, that's great. And you're right, the outtakes are terrific for that disc.
Then Pierce shows up. He is the Beastmaster. Spoiler alert from earlier. What if someone hasn't watched this episode yet, Brian?
Seems like a really odd choice to listen to a podcast about it then, but I won't judge.
That's true. He sees Jeff and asks Jeff if he's going as a gay douchebag. And Shirley is Harry Potter, not Urkel.
Not Urkel. Not she did the voice.
British Urkel, then.
Urkel's British cousin.
You know, she could have been someone else. I think Seamus Finnegan could have been him. I might be incorrect, but is that one Magnitude?
I have no idea on that.
I forgot. You've only read the first four books and not seen the movies.
Wait, are you talking about the guy that plays Magnitude?
Yeah.
I think his name's like Youngblood, like maybe Luke Youngblood, I want to say. Is that a name?
I think that's his name, and it's kind of cool because that sounds like a Harry Potter character. His hair is crazy. No, he plays Lee Jordan. She could have been Lee Jordan. He's British and looks kind of like Harry Potter, except African-American and not with glasses. She didn't even have the scar on her forehead. What's up with that?
That would have been a dead giveaway. Nobody would have called her Urkel at point. You're trying to kill the joke.
No, she's trying to be a character she can't be if she doesn't even understand one of the basic, like, attributes of him. I'm sorry. No, I'll get off my soapbox.
She is also female, and Harry Potter was not.
Exactly.
If we're into pointing out, like, inaccuracies with the costume.
Well, I've seen girls who dress up as Harry Potter before, but still, the lightning bolt, you kind of need to be Harry Potter. Anyway, Pierce is in the bathroom now, about to take his pills, and Starburns comes out, and they trade. Uh-oh. Ding. Turn the page. Jeff leaves with Chang to be his plus one to go see Slater from Saved by the Bell.
AC Slater, yeah.
They're at the dance now. Or, I mean, they're not at the dance. Well, it is dance time, not they're at the dance. Pierce asks Starburns what he slipped him, because he keeps grinding his teeth and wants to kiss everybody. Starburns' heart has stopped racing and he can't pee. Annie has noticed Jeff is gone. Shirley is angry about this because she's still projecting about Andre and the stripper. And Pierce gets really creepy. That's what I put in my notes. Giving Annie a shoulder massage?
Sure. Yeah. We'll go with that.
Jeff's riding on the moped with Chang. It looks kind of weird. Now they're at the faculty party. They flirt again. See, I don't even really put in my notes their conversations. It's just they flirt. Jeff is now a cowboy. He's saying that he doesn't have to. She didn't have to worry because he doesn't really have any friends. Britta shows up. Starts doing their banter back and forth. And she realizes that he must have owned a cowboy costume. There's no way he would have been able to get one in time. Then Batman shows up, and Troy. Troy says, Jeff, Pierce took something, and he's tripping balls. He's touching people and dancing weird. It's like grumpy old men, but not hilarious. And then in the background, Shirley's ripping the antenna off of Slater's car, because that's how this show always works. It starts piling on chaos out of nowhere. Pierce comes in, knocks stuff over, yells at his stuffed hawk, calls him Abed. Dances weird and meows.
Yeah. Oh, the meowing.
It was so creepy. Shirley is messing up Slater's office. And this is when we find out about... Oh, yeah, I remember this. Here, Shirley says that it was a bank teller. But in another episode, Shirley said it was a stripper. Did Andre cheat with multiple women? Or is she bank teller by day, stripper by night?
That doesn't seem completely ridiculous.
I never understood that.
She's a bank teller slash stripper slash mistress.
Oh, shoot. Three
jobs. She wears many hats.
Or no hats. The stripper wouldn't. Do you think as a bank teller, they whenever people deposit money, they do it in her G-string?
No.
I never understood that something by day, something by night, because when the hell do they sleep? I'm practicing my stand-up routine.
Would you like to tell us about airline food now?
What's the deal with buttons?
It's like there's like 3 peanuts in a bag. Who needs that many peanuts?
Why not make tires out of pavement? You can drive on anything.
Oh yeah.
Britta and Shirley have a nice moment together. Back at the party, Pierce is freaking out, hearing sounds, seeing things. A lot of hallucinations of skulls and Annie the skeleton like dancing and wanting to hear about Woodstock and Sputnik.
The Beatles. Oh, yeah. I love that sequence. Oh, like early on, that's like one of the first like early kind of weird things in the show. Like this episode overall kind of signified a slight tonal change in the show that was kind of like a slow moving progress throughout the first season, but this was like the first major sign of that, I thought.
Oh, definitely. Especially, yeah, Pierce's and Abed stuff.
Really the giant really tombstone cookie, Pierce Hawthorne.
Yeah, he's a little high there. They're at the faculty party. Senior Chang has the body of a fifth grader. Jeff Winger says the campus feeds on his coolness. Senior Chang informs him, no, that's not what it is, really. And whispers a new plan that Jeff Winger should try, which is begging for sex. It worked, though. So, I mean, I'm a guy, but for some reason, in my head, if I ever did that, it would seem extremely pathetic.
I think it's supposed to. I think that's what made it effective.
Well, maybe you have to be like Joel McHale level attractiveness for that to work.
No, absolutely. You have to be an extraordinarily handsome man, like a Joel McHale or a
Chevy Chase.
Chevy Chase, yeah, no.
An R.R. Martin.
I don't know who. Are we making up names now?
Game of Thrones, isn't that his name? Guy who wrote it.
Oh yeah, Game of Thrones guy. Sure, yeah, that guy.
Anyway, Pierce has barricaded himself inside the library, and Jeff, he's trying to get away with Slater, who's dressed as Robin Hood, and he can't. He has to go help. That's his thing. He's the only one who can help. Pierce is inside a large fort of desks and chairs. They could fall any moment and crush them. And Pierce is coming to the realization that he is old, like it or not. Jeff cheers him up. Pierce gets excited, and then it starts falling. And Batman saves them. And then Abed, Batman, has a nice little monologue that's funny, but it's too long to read.
Yeah, I'll just go with the line, if I stay, there can be no party.
Oh.
I think that sums it up.
It's good, though. And then he puts chapstick on and says, Happy Halloween.
Yep, last words of the episode, excluding the tag, which is Troy and Abed, and the dueling Batman voice.
Sound like Cookie Monster. Which is true.
Yep.
Most of the time when I try to do my Batman voice, it starts off as Cookie Monster who chain smoked too much and usually stays around there.
Yeah, it's hard to nail a good Batman voice. I won't even try. I refuse to.
Try it. Come on. Be Batman.
I'm Batman. See,
why are you questioning whether you're not your Batman? Batman wouldn't question it. He's confident about it.
Well, if he sounded like that, he wouldn't be sure.
Candy corn looks like tiny traffic cones. I have some of that over in the corner, but I can't reach it from here, so I'm not going to eat it. But that conversation they have is a lot like conversations I have with certain people, where it's just it makes no sense. But somehow both people can keep the conversation going, and it's actually pretty hilarious. I sometimes have those with you, Brian.
Oh, I don't recall taking part in any kind of weird conversation.
Except always. We have them before the show. It's not recorded anymore, though.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
We have those on the podcast sometimes. Our whole Tim Hanks conversation last time.
I enjoyed that a bit.
That kind of thing. Wow, we've hit under 30 minutes.
Impressive. Let's take a quick moment to give out a new homework assignment for the week.
Yes. What is it, Brian?
Okay, here's what we want to do. What we like to do is take feedback from everyone listening. We want you to write down your top 8 favorite episodes of the show in order, starting with 1.
And going to
and
8.
Then working your way down to 8. And we want you all to send those in, and we're going to give our top 8 on later show next week sometime.
Next week's show, yeah.
We're gonna take all the data, crunch the numbers, and figure out statistically what is the favorite episode of the Greendale 101 podcast.
Yes, session 8.5 is where we'll cover it. In case you're going by numbers.
So we'll talk about it in 8.5, but in the meantime, top 8 favorite episodes, please send that list to greendale101@gmail.com or... I'm sure Ben will have a Tumblr thing set up where you can answer there.
I'll have 1 or 2 Tumblr polls starting probably Friday or Saturday. If you're listening to this, it's a good chance it is Friday or Saturday because we're recording on a Monday. And I'm not going to post it till then. Well, I guess technically it's Tuesday. No, it's Monday. We're recording, 2 in the morning for me.
Because, as it turns out, when you're talking about a TV show from like 2 years ago, it's less time sensitive that way.
Yeah, but yeah, check it out on our email. Also, we're on Twitter.
So please do that. And I think that's it for this episode, this very short mini podcast.
Happy Halloween.
Class dismissed.